right, gang, here we go in a freshly Clorox wiped studio. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, Thursday show, March 12th. Dave here with the clippage, all the good stuff that we talked about today. Tom Hanks is positive. Cocaine will not help your corona. And self-quarantine must-haves. Those were the topics in the first hour of the show. Even the losers, they were in song stories. There was a silly walk study, which was rather silly. And guitarist for the band Styx, JY, James Young, he called us up today, and here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, if one more coronavirus story breaks, I'm going to believe I am in the jungle.
Well, John.
That's all we're going to be talking about.
Like
just get ready.
Bunga disease.
It's the only topic of 2020.
And this isn't going to like end in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
If we're lucky, we'll be done with this by September. Yeah. Right? If we're lucky.
Look at Italy.
This is, God.
Right. Look at Tom Hanks has it.
I was wondering
that's
the first
where,
celebrity.
That's where it got dangerous.
Of all the celebrities to catch it first, it's the most beloved one on earth. The one everyone loves. Are you serious?
Yep. Right. We don't really care about Rita Wilson, but Tom. Tom and his wife, Rita Wilson, are basically in seclusion in Australia. He probably went down there to do press for that new film he's got coming up. What's it called? Sea Wolf, Grey Wolf, something like that.
Greyhound. We watched the trailer the other day. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks really good. Well, it's a Tom Hanks film. How could it look bad?
Exactly. Right.
Then again, I did see that Mr. Rogers movie, and that was like, meh.
Well, while they're there, they should try to catch some of those crazy animals down there and meet one of maybe the giant spiders.
Right.
Maybe the venom will actually help with the cure for the coronavirus. Right. You never know.
That's glass
half
full.
Now I'm not questioning why he's getting on a plane soon. I know I'm not questioning it at all.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 and GK.
If you are looking for coronavirus information, the best place to go is the CDC, right? But it's, it is hard shuffling through a lot of that.
Sure.
And some of the stories that, keep coming out, even network news are getting things wrong. So check stuff out on your own. Do not believe whatever you find on Facebook or Twitter or something like that.
Unless it's on WMGK's Facebook page,
that's
of course.
Because we would tell the truth.
Well, I don't know. I just posted something. Maybe they'll believe it.
All right, scratch that.
But if you follow those sites, one of the recommendations is bleach by drinking or gargling with bleach.
Yeah.
Right? No, you're just going to poison yourself that way.
I think I saw cocaine also, right?
I was about to bring that up. The French Ministry of Health has gone on record as saying that cocaine will not help you out.
We've gotten dumber as a people as science and technology has gotten way better.
Yeah. We peaked long ago.
Yeah, because remember, 50 years ago, we all thought the Earth was round.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So what I found is an interesting story this morning. Let me say there's a story in the way of the story. All right. The Council for Foreign Relations was doing
It's like the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yeah, I know. But I have a Ministry of Silly Walks story also today.
All right, cool. Okay, good.
All right, that is, they could have cured cancer,
All right, let's hear this foundation.
The Council for Foreign Relations had to scrap their doing business under coronavirus scheduled for tomorrow because of coronavirus in New York City.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, irony bomb.
Right. So if you're going to be quarantined, whether it's self-quarantined or somebody's put you someplace, what is the one thing you got to have? And rule out Wi-Fi or cable TV or something.
Okay, or internet.
Or internet. Okay. Yeah. We'll assume that you have that already.
And
family. But the thing that you need, the comfort thing that you need. Like Dave, in your case, gin. You'd have to have gin.
In my blue coat. Honestly, I think for me, it would probably be art supplies.
Art supplies.
It's one of those things I never do because I don't have the patience or the time anymore. I'd have all the patience, all the time in the world.
Right.
Plus, I could maybe have some, world famous gallery of Corona art. Self-quarantine. There's the hook.
Yeah. Because when you look at it under a microscope, it's a very, very pretty virus.
Well,
purple little red things on the side, yellow tips. Oh, it's gorgeous.
I'll install a glass case around every piece.
Okay. All right. I want to open this up to everybody. So if you got one, 215-263-WMGK, what do you need? What do you have to have?
I think that I'm going to go with my PlayStation 4 or whatever you know, by the time I'm quarantined, whatever the next level of that is.
Okay.
Yeah, play some games.
So you're counting on coronavirus for years.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to play like Resident Evil, which is basically your real life in that room.
Okay. All right.
What about you, John?
I'm going to go with something simple. I need like snacks, chips, pretzels, you know, Cheez-Its.
So basically our office.
Yeah, right. It's just like our office. That's exactly what I need. Right. So if the coronavirus, you know, if you get quarantined for the coronavirus, what would it be that you would need? Yeah, give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You know, it could be Jets, could be Netflix and Lube, whatever you might need. We'll get to the phones in a minute on the, if you were quarantined, what's the one thing you must have? 215-263-WMGK, the number here in the studio. What about you, Cindy? All right. Or should I just take a guess? Oh, wait a second.
Potter up first.
There we go. There we go, Cindy.
Yes. What's your guess?
My guess is, I don't care what it is, it has to have chocolate on it.
Okay. Well, that's not even a question.
Okay. So.
I mean, if I was being practical, I'd say a huge stockpile of cat litter.
Okay.
Because you
so
don't want
to
have
the
Yeah, that's for me, not the cats.
Those must be some heavy-duty clumps to deal with. If you were quarantined, what's the one thing you must have? Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
How are you?
I am fine. Talking? So what is the one thing that you would need if you were quarantined?
Cigarettes, man.
You don't really understand this virus, do you?
That's going to help a respiratory illness.
Yeah, it's a respiratory illness, but hey, to each his own. Over to Pete.
Hey, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
Books, reading material. Got time to sit back and read a book.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty good, Pete. Yeah, right. Maybe should have gone with that. I guess I'll read them on my PS4, though.
You'll read them on your PS4?
Yeah.
That's it. All right, let's go to Marcy. Marcy, what would you need if you were quarantined?
Oh, definitely a jar of peanut butter in every episode of The Golden Girls.
They would be good companions if you think about it.
Yes.
Or we could just send Betty White to your house. Oh, no, it's a killer for old people.
That would be okay.
George, what about yourself? What is it that you would need?
Sort of like that Burgess Meredith in the Twilight Zone episode. I need some books. Lots of books around me.
Another one with books. Like Burgess Meredith in that Twilight Zone. Don't break your glasses.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thanks, John. You too.
Jazz, what about yourself?
You need some poopy paper, man.
Poopy paper? Toilet? What is with the toilet paper thing?
The most shocking thing about this disease is how much Americans are pooping.
All right. I mean, you know, there's still napkins and tissues and
clothing,
a
if you're
wet
desperate.
Towel.
Yeah.
There
you go.
You know?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song stories this morning, it's all about Tom Petty. Even The Losers was never a single for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but over the years it became one of the most played songs by the band on radio, and Tom once explained why it is especially meaningful to him.
I think that's one of my favorite ones I ever did, because it's so much us, it couldn't be anyone but us. The song sounds like a great big acoustic guitar almost to me, but there isn't one on it. It's all electric. But just that way of playing that song really opened up a whole new world for me, thematically and conceptually. We'd found our sound. Yeah, this is us.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
They could have cured cancer. Yes, they could have cured cancer, but instead they worked on this. And this happened here in the States at Dartmouth University. That's up in, New Hampshire?
I do not know. I'm pretty sure
Dartmouth is in New Hampshire. Anyway, they decided to do a study. It seems that they have a bunch of people who work on the evolution of bipedal walking, also known as walking with 2 feet. All right? And so, they've decided.
So walking.
Walking.
Okay.
So it's walking,
right?
So
make
right.
sure we're clear on that.
Exactly.
A lot of words for walking.
All right. Now, remember, you mentioned it earlier. John Cleese's Silly Walks?
Yes. Okay.
Well, they did a whole study on John Cleese's Silly Walks, and it's official.
Oh, my God.
Monty Python's Silly Walk, created by John Cleese, is exactly 6.7 times more silly than the normal human walk.
They could have cured cancer,
but they worked on this, right? Really? Really? I mean, just the idea that there are people who study the origin and evolution of bipedal walking, right? Really? Right? No wonder why crayons is a subject in college nowadays.
Is it really? I haven't heard about that one yet. So, my minor in that one. Right,
but there are courses on walking. I remember somebody calling me that Penn State had a walking course. Really? And you wonder why these kids can't find jobs? They're not qualified if they have to be taught how to walk in college.
Well, if there was a walking job, if you wanted to get an entry-level job, you'd have to have 14 to 20 years experience to get that entry-level job.
Is that what it was?
Which most people have. Kids going to tech school. I'll say it again and again.
This is just insane.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Tomorrow night, they will be at Parks Casino, the Excite Center, to be exact. It's an evening with Styx. It is sold out. But even so, JY still called in to support us and to make sure that we spoke to at least one rock star this week. Good morning, JY.
Good morning, John.
How are you, fella?
I'm really good. How about you?
I'm doing damn fine. I am doing really damn fine. How's this tour going?
Oh, we're still fooling them.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, it's so hard to interview you because I've asked you everything I could possibly ask you over the years, right? But not necessarily, not that everybody heard every interview we've ever done. But I was looking online this morning and I noticed Grand Illusion and Pieces of Eight, Cornerstone, Paradise Theater, each one of them went triple platinum. I don't know. Did they go triple platinum upon release, or is that like a buildup of platinum?
Grand Illusion took a while. Grand Illusion actually sold 6 million. That's our biggest seller. 1 million of which I'd like to point out these days were on 8-track tapes.
That's cool.
But Paradise Theater, I think, went pretty quick. We did 110 sold-out arenas in 81 in North America. I think by the time we were done with, certainly by 1982, they were all triple platinum.
Wait a second, 1981. We've known each other 39 years already?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I
still can picture you walking through the door at WLIR when I had that Arthur Brown song on.
What did his hair look like? Did he have a skullet?
I did have a skullet at that time. It was a nice skullet, too. Actually, I had a lot more hair in the center at that time.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like Eddie Munster with a mullet.
Was that pre or post mustache?
Oh, there was always a mustache. The mustache arrived in 1968.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My mustache is older than you, too. But of those four albums, for me, you know, Paradise Theater, I just love Paradise Theater to no end, and that's where I became friendly with all you guys. But of those four, which one is the standout one for you?
You know, they all have their own unique charm. Mm-hmm. Cornerstone was a little bit softer, so I wasn't quite as fond of that one. Pieces of Eight, I think, is one of, I love the sound of that record. That was the last one we did with our original engineer, Barry Mraz. Renegade and Blue Collar Man, those are two very badass guitar-driven rock songs.
Yep.
But Grand Illusion, you know, song per song, I mean, there's not a weak song on that record. I don't know, I think it's very subjective, and I leave it up to those that care to make a decision for themselves.
All right. Do you have a favorite Styx song? Or a favorite to play, a favorite to perform?
Maybe. Well, Renegade is my favorite to perform.
Is it because of the guitar part or just the song overall?
Well, the song itself, I think, has a resonance with, you know, rock, hard rock fans. You know, they all view themselves as renegades. And all we have to do is sing that first line, "Oh Mama, I'm a kid for my life," and then the whole crowd sings the rest of that soft thing leading up to when we really kick it in hard. And "Come Sail Away" is a huge favorite. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Sure. When you do Renegade and the people are doing, the lyrics up front, do they all do the "Yeah" also?
I can't tell because Lawrence was screaming at the top of his lungs under the microphone, yeah.
JY, now that you guys are obviously older, how do you spend your time, killing time, before these shows nowadays?
I've been chronically sleep deprived for the last 10 years, so anytime I get a catnap, I get a catnap.
Okay. Right. Sounding very exciting rock and roll there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, is there anything specific that you do when you come into town? Like, a lot of people are creatures of habit. Other than your naps, do you have anything specific that you like to do in each town?
Well, I know Lawrence will get out in the morning and start walking around and get a coffee somewhere. Lawrence likes to explore, but he wasn't born in America. Uh-huh. He was actually born in Scotland, and family moved to Canada when he was, I think, 1 or 2 years old. But he's still exploring America. So, but for me, I feel like my family traveled when I was 5. My dad piled us on the 55 Buick to 110 miles an hour, no seatbelt,
and a steel dashboard.
There you go. So we're alive to talk about it.
Well, Styx is playing tomorrow night at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. The show is sold out, but JY was nice enough to check in with us. It is an evening of Styx there and an afternoon of napping for JY today. So,
well, I always look forward to speaking and being in the city of brotherly love.
Well, we enjoy you being here, and you guys always do a great show. And hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night.
I would love that.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.